In the midst of a dramatic battle over voting rights in Texas, a man was recently arrested there for voting illegally. Hervis Rogers was on parole when he voted in the 2020 Democratic primary and general election. In Texas, it is a crime for someone to knowingly vote while on parole. Rogers was featured last year in a CNN story as he waited in line at the polls for 6 hours, finally casting his ballot after 1 a.m.
I figured like it was my duty to vote. I wanted to get my vote in, to voice my opinion, and I wasn't going to let nothing stop. So I waited it out.
Let's bring in one of his lawyers. Andre Segura is legal director of the ACLU of Texas. Andre, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So it is illegal to vote in Texas while on parole. What is the defense you'll be making on behalf of Hervis Rogers?
Well, I think just hearing Hervis on the day of the election, I think everyone was inspired by his commitment to try to fulfill his civic duty. He waited in line for over 6 hours. He was the last to vote at Texas Southern University, and he might have actually been the last to vote in the entire state of Texas. So he garnered a lot of attention because of that. And I think ultimately what we know and what's most important here is that Mr. Rogers truly believe that he was doing the right thing. Now, in Texas, to be convicted with voting illegally, you not only have to know you're on some form of supervision, but you also have to know that being on that form of supervision makes you ineligible to vote, and you vote anyways. And what we know from the interviews that night from Mr. Rogers himself is that he thought that he was doing the right thing.
But the question is, how did he not know that he was ineligible to vote?
In 20 states, what Mr. Rogers is accused of doing would have been perfectly legal. And so it's confusing for everyone. You do not get a certificate of your right to vote has been reinstated. And it can be confusing for a lot of people. What we're really worried about is, you know, now we have, you know, Mr. Rogers facing serious time. We also represent Crystal Mason, a woman in Fort Worth who has been sentenced to 5 years for illegal voting, also did not know that she was ineligible to vote. And, you know, sometimes we talk about these cases or voter suppression as hypotheticals, but what's happening to them is real. These are real people who are now facing their liberty being taken away.
Right. In fact, Hervis Rogers faces two charges, one for voting in the primary, another for voting in the general election. What kind of sentence is he facing?
That's, you know, something that we're still nailing down. The charge of illegal voting is a second degree felony, which can carry up to 20 years on its own. You know, this can happen to a lot of very well-meaning people. And, you know, right now we have the Texas legislature trying to criminalize other provisions of the election code, which increases the chances that people may get, you know, charged or arrested for innocent mistakes. And that's certainly not what we should be doing in this country. We should be encouraging voting, not making people intimidated.
Well, the context here is essential. Democrats in the state legislature have fled Texas to avoid the Republican effort to pass restrictive voting laws like other conservative legislatures have across the country. How do you see this case fitting into the larger conversation and debate that's happening?
Mr. Rogers' case, Ms. Mason's case, those should not be political at all. And, you know, we know that our Attorney General Ken Paxton, Governor Abbott are on a crusade to make out some form of widespread voter fraud when we know that that does not exist. And simply, Mr. Rogers is not a poster child for that. He's a very sympathetic case about how laws that overly criminalize voting and can lead to convictions for innocent mistakes are wrong and that we shouldn't have those. And so we're really hopeful that cooler heads can prevail here. But clearly, this is what can go wrong if Texas passes further voter restrictions.
How is Hervis Rogers feeling today?
He's truly devastated. Mr. Rogers is a wonderful man, as people saw on TV. He has been getting his life together, staying out of trouble for a long time now, and to be arrested almost a year and a half after the incident and then taken to a jail and held there on $100,000 bail where he spent 4 days. You know, he's 62 years old. He is really scared about what could happen to him and to his partner if he has to go to jail. It's an incredibly sad story that really should concern everyone in Texas across the country.
The Attorney General in Texas, Ken Paxton, says that he is a felon. He is rightly barred from voting under Texas law. You make the point that he didn't know, couldn't have known because no one told him. Just briefly before we let you go, what kind of education is out there for people who are coming out of prison in Texas or on parole that would help them understand the laws and avoid a situation like this?
It definitely depends by your location. And I think most importantly, a person's voting rights should not be stripped because of their criminal history. Those are extensions of Jim Crow laws of the mid-20th century, and many states are rightly doing away with them. And that's the best way to ensure that people are not prosecuted or charged or arrested simply for trying to fulfill their civic duty when they're thinking they're doing the right thing. You saw how proud Mr. Rogers was to get out and vote, and then now Mr. Rogers is facing decades in jail, and that's simply not right.
Andre Segura is ACLU of Texas legal director and one of Hervis Rogers' lawyers. He was arrested for voting illegally in the state of Texas. Andre, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.